listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Sometimes I feel whole.
listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community in using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/Jim Gavin. That's patreon.com/JIMGAVEN. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Chapter 5, Leaving the Comfort Zone to Make a Life of Your Own. A third example of someone choosing to live their own life rather than one laid out for them is the person who intentionally leaves the family business. This takes guts and is definitely a bold and daring move for multiple reasons. 1. They could have it made by inheriting what has already been built for them without having to do all of the groundwork to establish a foundation. There would be work involved, but nothing in the same stratosphere as far as starting a new business venture from scratch goes. 2. They put themselves out there to willingly fail instead of almost effortlessly succeeding with this already established business. We all know how hard it is to start from scratch. It takes a lot of time and energy. It's much easier to stay where you are or remain stagnant slash become comfortable to not change. In many ways, it is a form of death. It certainly isn't growth. 3. They run the risk of being disowned, in so many words, by the family. Maybe disowned is a harsh word to use, but in most cases, I'm sure it's highly frowned upon to leave. I can see words like loyalty and integrity and phrases like turning your back on us or selfish coward being thrown around to describe these deep down inner feelings of betrayal. However, the people who feel betrayed are missing the point. It's not about any one person betraying another. It's about finding yourself through testing out new and undiscovered areas and experiencing different things. Even if you fail and fall down, it is still forward progress. Even if you feel lost and alone, it is still growth. And even if you temporarily lose yourself, it is finding your own tempo. Of course, I'm speaking in generalities here, so with all other things in life, I know there are exceptions to the rules. For instance, someone who does not want to take over the family business but feels like they aren't in a position to just up and leave. This could be for many different reasons, but I'm confident the top ones are comfortability, unforeseen hardships like mental, physical, or financial, and the awful pit in your stomach feeling of not wanting to let someone down. I'm proud to know someone who said, "Enough is enough already, I need to make a change," and took action to change their situation. Let's face it, no one wants to walk on eggshells the rest of their life. So when making a decision like this, it's best to tread lightly at first, give the family some time and space to think about everything, and then open up the lines of communication to discuss why you had to step away, all the while waiting for once the dust clears and things to settle down. It is then and only then, when enough time has gone by, to bring a sensitive subject like this up again without anyone losing their cool or storming off in anger. Anger never solves problems, but love and understanding do.
carry the burden from yesterday again. But then I picked up from where I left off in regret. It's so hard to say no, and all you've said is yes, yes, yes. The voices in my head do battle to the death, to see which one's right and which one's wrong. Does it really matter in the end? The devil's on my shoulder telling me to take a hit, while an angel rests on baby's breath. This is my friend, it's time to quit. If you don't change your ways, your ways will change you. And if you don't end this game, the game will end you. I woke up this morning with the ringing in my ears. I heard a choir singing louder by the sound of words so clear. Even though I know the music's in my head, I still listen to every single note you wrote but never said. If you don't change your ways, your ways will change you.
Listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Kiev Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JIMGAVEN. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Chapter 6, Talents, Gifts, Accomplishments. When it comes time to start anew, what do we do? Who do we lean on? Where do we go? How do we start? The answer is actually quite simple. Be patient and trust in your abilities through the unique gifts and talents you're given. In short, believe in yourself. The Bible talks about using gifts and talents to grow more and inspire others, so why shouldn't we apply this concept to our lives? Whether we fall off track, can't find the rhythm, or feel like we are following someone else's beat, faith and belief in our gifts and talents can surely help us to find our own tempo, initially or again. Check out what it says in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30 from the Bible. For even as a man going into a far country called his servants and delivered to them his goods, and to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every one according to his proper ability. And immediately he took his journey. And he that had received the 5 talents went his way, and traded with the same, and gained another 5. And in like manner, he that had received the 2 gained another 2. But he that had received the 1 going his way digged into the earth and hid his lord's money. But after a long time the lord of those servants came and reckoned with them. And he that had received the 5 talents coming brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou didst deliver to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained other 5 over and above. His lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy lord. And he also that had received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst 2 talents to me. Behold, I have gained other 2. His lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy lord. But he that had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know that thou art a hard man. Thou reapest where thou hast not sown, and gatherest where thou hast not strewed. And being afraid, I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Behold, here thou hast that which is thine. And his lord answering said to him, Wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strewed. Thou oughtest therefore to have committed my money to the bankers, and at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take ye away therefore the talent from him, and give it to him that hath 10 talents. For to every one that hath shall be given, and he shall abound. But from him that hath not, that also which he seemeth to have shall be taken away. And the profitable servant cast ye out into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. No sugarcoating in that verse at all, just cold, hard truth. Bluntly said, the more talents you're given, the more you're expected to use, share, and grow them. If you squander opportunities or ignore these talents, for example, bury them, then it's your own fault for not succeeding. Steve Prefontaine, long-distance runner whose life was cut way too short, might have put it best when he said, to give anything less than your best is to sacrifice the gift. What a profound statement, and one I keep on the front of my mind every day. Do we truly give it our best in everything we do, or do we skate by on the bare minimum in certain areas to see if anyone notices? If we are doing the former, then kudos to you for living and giving 100%. If we are more guilty of the latter, then it shouldn't be a surprise where our situation has not changed or life isn't what we thought it could be. Cutting corners never catapulted anyone to the top. And if you believe that not trying as hard, complaining, or making excuses will get you ahead in life, then I'm sorry to say, but you're in for a rude awakening. The old saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, encapsulates the traits of character and integrity. Both are tested when we experience trials and tribulations, and it's how we deal with those times in life that tell us how strong we are. This is especially true for when no one is watching. Even though he loved to run fast, I'm sure Pri would agree that life is a marathon, not a sprint. Finding a pace we are comfortable with in order to continue without exhausting ourselves, getting burnout, or feeling overwhelmed is essential to living a well-rounded and meaningful life. If you go out too fast from the onset, you'll end up using too much energy and you won't have enough to sustain finishing the race. If you go out too slow, you won't be challenging yourself and it might not even feel like a workout. In essence, you would be cheating yourself as you would not have set a basis to push your mind and body to its fullest potential. Therefore, finding the right pace for you to not only go out strong from the onset and sustain a challenging but not insane pace is essential to finishing the race. This concept applies to everyday life. If you leave the house every morning with the intention of completing 100 tasks and feel the need to complete every single one before the end of the day, you will not only be stressed out from putting too much on your plate, but feel defeated for not being able to complete them all in one day. The adverse happens when you don't do enough in a day. We feel unproductive, lazy, and like we didn't contribute to society in any way when we don't complete any tasks. What's the solution? A happy medium. Don't worry, if you feel like you are on either end of the spectrum, there is always time to change. For those who put way too much or not enough on your plate, prioritize. This can be as simple as making a list of the 5 most important things you need to get done today. Be it for your family, for yourself, for work, or for pleasure, a small list of 5 is most likely achievable. Try it out for a week. If you are able to complete all 5 tasks and feel like you might be able to handle a little more, try adding another 1 or 2 to your daily tasks. You'll feel an immediate sense of satisfaction by completing all tasks and gain confidence in assigning realistic ones to complete the next day.
To believe in anything at all, too far gone without a song.